From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Republicans have won victories in two special elections to fill vacant seats in the House of Representatives. One of those wins was expected, but NPR's Joel Rose says the other, in an historically Democratic district of New York City, was an upset.
Republican Bob Turner tried to turn the election into a referendum on President Obama.
We've been asked by the people of this district to send a message to Washington, and I hope they hear it loud and clear.
Yeah! Turner was able to capitalize on voter dissatisfaction with the economy and with the Obama administration's stance on the state of Israel. The retired cable TV executive defeated Democratic State Assemblyman David Weprin in a special election to fill the seat vacated by Representative Anthony Weiner, who resigned in June in the wake of a sexting scandal. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
In Nevada, a former Republican state senator, Mark Amodei, easily defeated his Democratic opponent in a district that has never elected a Democrat to Congress. Amodei says voters there were also sending a message.
What we've been doing for the last two or three years isn't working. We need to change.
Amodei will fill the seat vacated by GOP Congressman Dean Heller, who was appointed to fill the Senate seat of Republican John Ensign. He resigned over a sex scandal. Military forces in Afghanistan have finally flushed out the last of the insurgents who staged a brazen marathon attack on the U.S. Embassy, NATO headquarters, and police buildings in Kabul. Sadiq Siddiqui is a spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry.
They started the attack on this building yesterday at 2 o'clock, and our police was able to kill them, all six of them, today. This morning at 8:30, the operation was over.
At least seven other people were killed, including four police officers. NPR's Quill Lawrence says militants are claiming the attack was meant to send a warning.
It's not clear yet how long they've been planning the attack, but the Taliban have claimed responsibility, and they say that this was in order to demonstrate that they are still strong and able to strike anywhere in the country.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. Several members of the bipartisan Congressional Supercommittee say they want to go big and find ways to reduce the federal deficit even further than the $1.2 trillion target they've been given. NPR's Tamara Keith reports, though, that the panel is facing some daunting challenges.
Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen is one of the Supercommittee members saying they should aim for more significant deficit reductions. He says he hopes his colleagues will look to the groundwork laid by other bipartisan groups that examined the deficit.
All of them require taking a balanced approach, meaning you've got to address this both on the cutting side, but also on the revenue side of the budget.
The head of the Congressional Budget Office yesterday told committee members they need to make most of their decisions by early November to get a bill done before their Thanksgiving deadline. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's hardline judiciary says it's still reviewing a bail offer for two Americans who are in prison there after being convicted of spying. That could prove to be a potential embarrassment for the country's president, who has said that Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale would be released in a couple of days. They've been in custody in Iran for more than 2 years now. Bomb attacks in Iraq today have left at least 17 people dead and dozens of others injured. NPR's Hassan Adnan reports the deadliest blast occurred outside a restaurant in the southern part of the country.
Many policemen were having their breakfast in the restaurant when the explosion happened, killing policemen and civilians alike. In the city of Fallujah, 50 miles west of Baghdad, a bomb attached to a bus inside a military base was detonated, killing a number of soldiers. The attacks came one day after 22 Shia pilgrims were killed yesterday west of Baghdad. Iraqi analysts fear that such attacks may re-trigger sectarian war prior to the full U.S. withdrawal at the end of this year. Hassan Adnan, NPR News, Baghdad.
The Obama administration is warning of a rise in religious intolerance in some of the Arab nations where pro-democracy movements are underway, such as Syria. Assistant Secretary of State Michael Posner says the unrest there is putting Christians at risk.
Many of these people have been victimized twice. They fled the violence in Iraq, and now many are seeking to flee Syria. The government has created a climate of instability and violence.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is concerned about religious freedom that runs into Arab countries as well, where autocratic leaders have already been ousted. She urged people in the region not to trade one form of repression for another. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.